This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Ministry begins Zika virus training sessions, Moody's upgrades Jamaica's financial rating, and National Security Minister appeals to residents to report illegal activity. The news in detail after this message.
More than 400 Jamaicans in the diaspora, including 100 investors, will converge on the Montego Bay Convention Center from June 13 to 18 for the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference, Jamaica and the Diaspora, linking for growth and prosperity.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health has embarked on a series of training sessions focusing on the Zika virus. The training started on Friday and is part of an integrated vector control program. Over 100 senior staff members of the ministry participated in the first training session. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the initiative is necessary in light of the June 1 start of the Atlantic hurricane season and the probability of increased rainfall.
This means that the environment is being created for mosquitoes to breed, particularly the Aedes aegypti, which spreads dengue, chikungunya, and the Zika virus. If or when the Zika virus gets to the region, that would be a new disease for us. Chikungunya has already impacted our population. Now we face the possibility of the introduction of the Zika virus. We are susceptible to these illnesses because we have never been exposed before.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the start of the training session Friday. The Zika virus, transmitted by the Aedes aegypti mosquito, is similar to dengue with symptoms that include fever, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis, headache, weakness, rash, and swelling of the lower limbs. International Financial Ratings Agency Moody's Investors Service has upgraded Jamaica's government bond ranking and government-related entities from CAA3 to CAA2. A press release on the Moody's Investors Service website says Jamaica received the improved rating due to fiscal consolidation and strong commitment to structural reforms, as well as its improving balance of payments position and reduced vulnerability to external shocks. The positive outlook reflects the expectation that Jamaica will sustain the reform momentum under the extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and solidify fiscal adjustment to put government debt metrics firmly on a downward trajectory. Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, will be targeting investors and buyers from the diaspora to create business opportunities for Jamaican MSMEs. This at the upcoming Jamaica Biennial Diaspora Conference 2015. The event and undertaking of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade will be held at the Montego Bay Convention Center June 13 to 18 under the theme Jamaica and the Diaspora, Linking for Growth and Prosperity. Chairman of the conference's Marketing Subcommittee and Vice President Export and Market Development, JAMPRO, Robert Scott, says this year's conference will provide participants with a booklet outlining local investment opportunities.
We already have various books and publications from our Jamaica Investment Forum that speaks to larger investment, perhaps in the hotel areas and so forth. We're also assembling smaller projects to be bound in a booklet where persons can look through, whether it be from agricultural sector, whether it be from other areas. And this, we think, is really, really important.
Mr. Scott points out that the business-to-business matchmaking sessions is another unique feature of this year's conference, which he notes will provide local and international businesses with opportunities for partnerships. And National Security Minister Peter Bunting is appealing to residents to report all illegal activities in their communities to the police. Speaking at the first in a series of island-wide community meetings in Frankfield, Clarendon, Minister Bunting told residents that information they provide to the police could help to save their own lives and that of their children.
Anywhere you have illegal guns, your children are at risk. Don't make anybody fool you that them have gone for protection. As long as you tolerate criminals in the community, as long as you tolerate illegal guns, you are going to find these gangsters preying on your children.
Mr. Bunting has urged the residents to report all illegal activities to Crime Stop or through the new Stay Alert app, which can be downloaded free from the Google Play Store. The community meetings are aimed at heightening awareness of child safety and security and educating community members on their role in protecting children. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjoui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.